Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
All right, we have a special guest for the 15-Minute Morning Show today.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
Should we introduce him?
No, let's do the whole thing without introducing him. Let's talk
there.
About him like he's not here.
Let's just secretly judge him.
Yes.
Used to that.
All right, you start, Scary. That shirt. Oh, my God.
Well, we want to say hello to Miguel from the Miguel and Holly Show.
Yes, yes.
You guys are in Charlotte, North Carolina by way of Tampa.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I met you guys at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Mm-hmm. And we had an awesome afternoon at the day stage.
Mm-hmm. You took us around and introduced us to everyone. You were super nice.
Did he make it seem like he was the mayor of the day stage?
I thought he was.
The way he was
introducing us to everybody, I was like, oh.
Because you were, not only new to that radio station, but you were new to the company.
Yes.
New to iHeart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know what? They must have felt like at one point they were the enemy because they worked for a competing mm-hmm. radio company. And now here they are in the family. Mm-hmm. That must have been stressful and difficult for you. So I tried to ease your emotions and kind of welcome you into the iHeart family.
Some places you get a fruit basket, you get something nice and warm. We send Scary to welcome you into the company.
Right. It's better than a fruit basket.
Why don't you take it back to that, mm-hmm. that time? What was your first impressions of coming into the iHeart fam?
It was scary and enlightening because, y'all are the big dogs. Everybody wants to work for iHeart. Mm-hmm. But I thought where we were going to be for a long time. And so then when they approached us, my co-host Holly and I mean, it was a few months where we were like agonizing over the decision because we had built up a nice radio family in Tampa, but with everything that iHeart does with how big it is and the digital assets and everything, we were like, why not? And then I feel like after the pandemic, everybody was ready for a change. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I told my husband, I was like, I know we literally are about to get married, but then 2 weeks later, we're going to move to a new city as we were also building a house and filming a reality show in Tampa at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
There was like so much going on at the same time.
It's hard when it's comfortable and things is, and you're being successful for you to just make a change like that. I mean, that's got to be like...
Wait. And how did you convince him to do it? Like, you know, what was, I mean, other than being married to you, what was in it for him? Like, hey, come on, honey, let's go.
He knew, I mean, when we first got together, like, that was the first conversation. It was like, hey, you know, I work in radio. You know, I think we're going to be in Tampa for a long time, but, like, you never know what'll happen, especially in a contract year.
Right. Yeah.
And so as it was approaching, I was like, I just have a feeling. And, like, the final conversation we had, he was like, you have to do it. You're not happy.
See, that's nice.
You need to follow your dream. You've literally spent your entire life wanting to do radio. And so why would you hold back because of me? Let's go.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what is this reality show you guys were working on?
100 Day Dream Home on HGTV.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So we were literally building a house at the same time that all this was going on. And so it was just, there was a lot of stress at one time.
Wow.
When you told your husband that you were moving to Atlanta, did it start with hey, we have to have a talk, or did like was it one of those you came home and it was like, how do I deliver this like to him?
Well, it was sort of like the first
because you're married for 2 weeks at this point.
Yeah, well, so the conversation happened before, like as we were like planning the wedding and building the house, and it was like our agent called and was like, hey, like iHeart has reached out, and I was like, oh gosh. Okay. And so she was like, our agent was like, just have a conversation. And so
well, you have an agent?
Yes.
That's the one thing we're missing here, guys. Finally.
I see how this shit works now.
And so we had that one conversation, and he was like, well, what do you think is going to happen? And I was like, I think this is really positive. And so there was like a conversation with someone at iHeart. There was a dinner. And it was just like the whole time we were like, we're just being very casual about it. And then it was like when it came down, it was like that around the holidays when it was like, we got to make the decision.
You were flirting, but you couldn't commit just yet.
Right, being courted by the competition in secrecy.
Yes.
And a shroud of secrecy.
Wow. Yes. It was all very, it's so funny because it's like what we do is just so fun. And then you have the business side of it. And I'm not a business person. And so it was all very scary at the same time.
Right.
That's why you have an agent.
Right. Exactly. To help you do all that stuff. Because I was just like, oh my gosh. It was just very nerve wracking the entire process.
Oh my God, this is the first.
I thought Garrett had a follow-up question. I was like, okay, go ahead.
This is the first on our 15-minute morning show podcast. Like a moment of silence that was, or a pregnant pause, unexpected. For like 5-6 seconds, no one spoke.
Oh my gosh.
Usually we're jumping on top of each other.
I shut it down.
All right. I'm sorry. I was silent because I was looking up these 100 Day Dream Home. So how much do they actually pay?
Morning, Tom. Oh, no. You pay for everything.
They don't pay. They don't give you anything.
So you do get $10,000 towards a special project and your landscaping.
That's like, all they do.
That's it. You pay for everything else. But you do get a lot of really cool add-ons from like their sponsors.
Okay.
So like our lighting, because we still own the home. So like our lighting package was like $10,000. We would never pay that on our own. So you do, and then they did like our really cool design on the back patio and like a little bar area.
Were you really sad to leave that house because of what they just did to it?
So we never got to live in it.
Oh no!
And so like literally, they were building it as our wedding was happening, and then the next week we went on honeymoon, announced we were leaving, and so I had to actually fly back from Charlotte to Tampa to like film the reveal of the house. And so on the episode you see us like getting emotional, but it was because we knew we would never live in the house. And it was just like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. But we do own it and we do get to go back.
Okay, good.
Like we go for St. Pete Pride and we like have our friends and we spent the holidays there.
Okay, do you rent it out the other day?
Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm. Okay. I was unexpectedly in town for St. Pete Pride in June.
He'd like to stay in your house?
A couple of years ago. No, my friends and I
Airbnb
you know,
it.
We were going. No, we were going to stay in St. Pete Beach. Mm. And then we're like, hey, let's go into town. Let's hang out. And there I was, right in the middle of all of it. I'm like, oh my God, this is great. Oh, every night was a party. Every afternoon was a party.
Mm-hmm. It was a fun time.
It was a good time there, yeah.
Yeah, it is technically the largest pride in Florida. It's bigger than Miami.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And so when Holly and I were there, we were the media sponsors. And so we hosted the parade for like six years, I think. And that was just the most exhausting but loving day. But the like fun times would get a little too fun.
Yeah.
Because like my husband, there was one time when, because our friends were bartending at the bar next to where we were hosting. And so the parade is like 4 hours. And so as I'm like, the St. Pete Fire Department is coming down. Woo. My husband comes over with a drink and he was like, are you ready to go home? And I was like, we still have 3 more hours. What are you doing?
So we know what type of drinker your husband is.
Absolutely. And so literally like the Lay's chips came and I was like, please get like 5 bags of chips, have some water and sit down. But it's like such a fun time though.
Oh my God.
So what are you doing up in New York then is the question.
So
visiting or?
Yes. So my husband is originally from Buffalo, okay. New York. But his brother, my brother-in-law and his soon to be wife, Isaac and Kara, they live in Queens. And so they're getting married this fall.
Oh.
And so we were here just visiting them for the weekend. Nice.
That's yeah. very cool.
Is your husband a Buffalo Bills fan?
He is a, like, go Bills!
Yeah, all right. So he hasn't been through a table.
Yeah, like, no, he has not.
Okay.
No.
Because most people from Buffalo have been through a folding table at one point in their life.
100%. And I'm like...
That's what fans do.
Really? That, yeah. I didn't know that.
That's what the Buffalo Bills fans do.
Put it on the bucket list, Danielle. Yep.
Yeah. I'm not a Buffalo Bills fan.
Well, just go through a table.
Go through a table on my bucket list.
In the backyard.
They have another weird tradition, too, during pre-games where it's like with mustard and ketchup and... They stay on top of a car and then they just squirt mustard and ketchup if you get a hot dog. It's a weird tradition.
And you hope it lands on your hot dog?
It's a rite of passage.
Oh, it is?
It's a rite of passage up in Buffalo.
Really?
See what you're missing out on?
I'm not about that.
I am
that.
All good.
Like the wings and the pizza I'm about, but not that.
Okay, so back to this home thing. So
Nate would like to know if
I watch all these shows like Farmhouse Facelift.
Why don't you try to get on there?
We tried at the time when the pandemic was happening and they weren't doing any production.
Well, now they are.
Well, we paid all of our own money to do this shit.
So I'm sure there are some renovations you could still do.
We got that basement that smells like dead mice. But anyway, so you only got that's all yeah. they gave you.
Mm-hmm. By the way, my dreams are shattered now of these like bar rescue shows like that mm-hmm. when they fix up the bar. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, wait a second. Now I'm wondering if people are responsible for some of that tab, you know, when they redo it. Or what was the old show with, hey, bus driver, move that bus?
Extreme Home Makeover.
Ty Pennington, right? Ty Pennington?
Yeah, so you're telling me that was all a farce? And
it all depends, too. It depends on the network, too. ABC is a little different than HGTV, where HGTV can't afford what Home Makeover can on ABC.
Yeah. But also the problem was for some of those houses, people couldn't afford the taxes after they renovated the houses.
Because a lot of those shows are treated like game shows, and you have to pay taxes on everything.
Yes, and your tax goes up on your house when they put in all this extra work and stuff, mm-hmm. and people were losing their properties because of that.
So it's not all like wine and roses.
Yeah, well, I mean, and especially like with ours, there's a production company that like runs it, and then I think they like lease it from the production company.
It's all a show
HGTV.
Game. I see how
this works. So like you're never under, because like the whole premise is that like you go to the host, Mika and Brian, and she's a realtor, and he's a construction guy, and then they help you build it. So like you're paying for everything yourself, and then at the end they're like, "Here's the extra things we gave you."
Wow. Are they extra things that you wanted?
So
you don't live there anymore, so it's okay.
We really wanted a pool and a hot tub. But they do say up front, they're like, that's not going to happen.
Okay, got it. Okay.
And now, wait, did we ask this? Did they come to you or do you go to them?
So we were in talks because we were like, knew we wanted to build a house.
Yeah.
We have the main house and then we have a garage with a mother-in-law suite on top where his parents could come from Buffalo, my mom from Atlanta, they could have like a little place to live.
Oh.
And so we
not
were,
at the same time.
Not,
yeah.
No.
That's a reality show. That is a reality show. Yeah.
That actually would be really interesting. My mom from Atlanta, his parents from Buffalo. But no, and so we went to our builder and they contacted him like, hey, do you have any clients that you think would be good for the TV show? And so we thought the process when we started was going to be like a whole year. And so once we auditioned for that, then everything just like sped up exponentially because it's 100 days. And so it went really, really fast.
So it actually is 100 days.
Yes. Okay. I mean, now when we did it, it was during the supply chain issues.
Yeah.
So it was like 100-ish. days.
199 days.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a really, really, really cool experience. Okay.
All right. Danielle, time to get that basement done.
I know.
Done.
Seriously.
Tired of seeing that curtain.
I want my basement done. I've got so much crap down there. It would be awesome. I want like a, I kept saying I want like, because the kids are older now, so they don't need it as a playroom. I want like a media center. With like, you know, on, the Danielle. Chairs, with the movie theater.
Problem is that you're going to have a media...
Not that big.
Dude, I live in a one-bedroom apartment. I just want to feel like I'm not living in a hotel.
Danielle, you're going to build that media center, and you're still going to hear crickets.
You're right.
You're going to hear crickets in the
middle. Crickets have all died because the bearded dragon is now gone for a while.
One cricket's still alive.
Yes, Garrett. Yeah, thanks, Garrett.
One thanks, cricket's still there.
Thanks, Garrett.
Still going.
I don't think so.
We'll get you a mouse or something.
And, Scary,
yeah,
you could afford to get yourself a house at this point.
Yeah, but I'm lazy. I hear that there's a lot of problems that come with houses, a lot of expenses, yeah, a lot of unplanned things, and a lot of things to tend to outside of your walls.
Ask Scotty B. How many bags of mulch did you have to get this past weekend?
I put down 35 bags of mulch yesterday.
Oh, my God.
My back is killing me, and I have to go back for more today. So, you know what? It's a blessing and a curse to own a house.
I don't have any time for that in my life. I'm sorry.
You do. You go home in the afternoon and you nap.
I need a place to eat and sleep. That's it.
He doesn't do his own laundry.
That is true.
I send it out. I don't got to. I
do
have
anything
for
yourself?
Wouldn't your girlfriend Robin like to move into a nice place?
I do have an in-unit. I'm sorry. What? I have an in-unit washer dryer, and I don't use it. I use it.
What household chores do you actually do for yourself?
Do you have Windex in the house?
You dine out like 90% of
the time. Do you clean the bathroom at all?
No, I have somebody that does that.
But wait. She comes when? Every
I hire somebody, a cleaning woman.
She comes every week or every 2 weeks?
Every
you
2 weeks.
You live in a one bedroom.
So you don't clean your toilet for 2 weeks?
What if you pee on the seat?
Oh, no, I clean it myself. I do the in-between clean.
Oh, okay.
But what do you think?
Do you change your sheets?
No, she does it.
So every 2 weeks you change your seat.
2 weeks is fine.
That's a lot. A lot of people do that.
God, I go a month sometimes.
Oh,
I go to bed clean. It's fine.
That's why you're in a studio.
That's why you have warts on your
fingers.
And
you have like all your skin comes off at night and stuff.
No, I wash it off in the shower before I go to bed.
Okay.
That's nasty.
I can't. Not really.
How often do you change?
I do it every 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. What about towels?
No, towels I do sometimes a couple times.
Once a week for towels.
Once a week.
Well, I could go 2 or 3 weeks with the same towel. Okay. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Each towel gets used like 2-3 times. And
my Vox Pro just froze.
Uh-oh.
Just saying.
Yours?
It stopped.
We're at like 40.
Can we use your audio?
Haven't we been over 15?
All right. Miguel, it's been a pleasure.
Yes. Thank you.
We are having technical difficulties. Hopefully this podcast
makes it. If anybody wants to follow you, what's your Instagram handle and all that stuff?
Yeah. Mine is at Miguel Fuller, and then the show's is Miguel and Holly.
Cool.
Very Thank cool.
You. Nice.
Very cool to have you. And sorry that the wheels came off at the end here.
No.
What else is new?
Right? That's every morning.
Right, awesome. I guess we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.